Laughing and panting, the dancers retired breathless to their seats. Blaggett whispered to Slip.
Are we going for a treasure now, Captain?
He was rewarded with a swift kick.
We ain't going nowhere till I gets me wind back, bladder brain. Phew, that dancing takes it out of a beast.
Tarquin cleared his throat officiously and took centre stage.
Ahem! Father Abbott, Mellus Marm, good creatures all, it is my singular honour to open the concert singing competition, what? I have with me the jolly old prize for the winner. It's right here, somewhere.
The hare beckoned hastily to one of his leverettes.
You there, Thingy Bob, it's under me seat. Bring the blinking thing here, will you? Yes. As I was saying, I have here with me the winner's prize. As you can see, it is a badger drinking vessel. Chalice, in fact. Silver-mounted, gold-lined, with lots of rather jolly stones studded around it. Precious gems, I'd say. Now, who's going to be the first to get up and warble off a song? Oh, by the way, we must thank our good chum Mellus for donating this prize. Cheer for Mellus, thank you!
When the cheering died down, Mellus stood up, a grin of mischief on her broad face.
Thank you, one and all. Now, as for the first singer or singers, I think I have the privilege of choosing them. As is our custom at Redwall, guests first. Mr. Blaggett and Mr. Slip, would you be so kind as to oblige us?
Willing paws seized the unwilling sea rats, who were hustled into the centre of the circle, where they stood nervously, shuffling from paw to paw. Slip was not amused.
Oh, no, mates. We ain't no singers, travellers like us ain't much good at singing, are we, Blaggart?
I like singing, Captain. Couldn't we sing him the slaughter of the crew on the Rusty Chain? That's a good un.
Slip's furious protests withered under Old Tom's stern proclamation.
If you're too shy to sing, there's always the pots to be washed.
That seemed to decide the issue. Taking up sea rat performing stances, the pair stood straddle-legged with paws clenched above their heads and began singing in hoarse, off-key voices.
The captain of the Rusty Chain ain't feeling much surprise. He's dead on a duck on the ocean floor while the fish nibble at his eyes. And the crew of the Rusty Chain ain't feeling too much pain. Oh, you can't wipe your nose when your head's chopped off and you'll never see the tears again.
There was a pause as they consulted together, arguing over forgotten verses. Some of the gentler Redwallers closed their eyes and covered their ears as the song continued in the same bloodthirsty mode.
Oh, the bosun's got a spear in his liver, and the mate's got a spear through his throat, and they're using the fat off an old sea rat to set a light to the boat.
Distressed cries began issuing from some of the dibbins, and a dispute arose with Slip and Blaggett as to the next line.
Oh, they've got to skin the cook.
Slip cuffed Blaggett's ears soundly.
Put him brains. That's not till the next verse. I knows the line. It goes like this. Oh, they carved off the lookout's ears and stuffed him up his nose.
Enough. Stop this bloodthirsty ballad now.
They were hauled unceremoniously back to their seats by an irate Mother Mellus as Tarquin called upon the next performer.
Sorry about that, chaps. Bad fall, you know. Sister Sage, I don't suppose you'd like to warble us that absolutely splendid ditty about the robin and the cuckoo.
After a bit of persuasion, the old sister got up and began singing. Her voice was loud and clear for one of such great age. The night wore on as performers came and went, singers, dancers, and those who liked to recite poetry. Blaggett had eaten his fill and quaffed enough cordial to float a small boat. His head nodded fitfully, eyes closing as his chin dropped onto his chest. Slip tweaked his nose, muttering,
"Wake yourself up, dozy guts. We're going to get the treasure."
They detached themselves stealthily from the gathering, creeping off into the night. Blaggett cast frightened glances about him as he clung to Slip's tail.
Can we go back and sit by the fire, Captain? I don't like it out here in the dark night. The black shadow might get us both.
Slip whirled on his companion.
Bucket nose! I told you never to mention that again. Come here!
Yeah.
Stop squealing, you limpet-headed oaf!
I can't help it, Captain. You're biting me here!
This ends Disc 7.